Good morning and happy Sabbath, church. Just for those who probably do not know me, my name is Aaron Wilson. I am actually a student studying in Heartland College in Virginia, but I'm originally from England, London, England, as you probably could tell from my accent. But just so you know, I actually started the literature work with my mother, who actually is a full-time literature evangelist, even at this moment. And I was actually in university studying architecture, but the Lord had called me to the ministry. And when I left university, my mother invited me to join her in the work so that I can at least start with my training, because obviously the best form of training for any minister is the corporatoring work. And as I joined with her, the Lord just gave me that joy in my heart to go forth and reach souls for him. And going to college and studying, that is something that I've always got my hands engaged in, either on breaks or probably during the term, because many times students have the opportunity even going out door to door doing the literature work. But one passage of scripture that especially has encouraged me in this work is what God says we are. If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and we're starting with verse 14. Just so you know, verse 13, he just simply says, "Ye are the salt of the earth." And as we know, salt flavors food. Is that correct? And it preserves food as well. All right. But something else he said, verse 14, says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Verse 15, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto who? All that are in the house." Then he says in verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see" what? "Your good works" and do what? "And glorify your Father which is in heaven." If we hide our light, can others know who Jesus Christ is and glorify their Father which is in heaven? No, they can't. So what must we do? Shine the light. That is something that I can constantly remember. Every time I go out, wherever I go, I have to remember this text. "I am the light to shine before men that they may see what I do, but not glorify me, but glorify my Father which is in heaven." Amen. I'm pointing them always to Jesus Christ. So coming here to Hawaii has truly been, I say, challenging. Reason being, at first I wasn't even planning to come here. There were other options for me to do my internship, because this is where I'll be spending a year doing my internship. But the Lord saw it fit that I come here. He opened the doors, and probably later you can hear that testimony. But just seeing how simply the Lord ordained that I should be here, and even working with this corporatoring program, Giancarlo shared with me, there will be a corporatoring program before a school of the prophets. And he says, "You will need to help lead that team." I was like, okay. I was thinking, okay, how can I engage in the work once again? Because coming from the mainland to here, there is differences. There are differences. And sometimes it takes a bit of time just to go from place to place. Even on the mainland, from state to state, there are big differences. So I was praying for the Lord to, you know, help me, to teach me, to shape me for what it is he has in store for me. And once again, he reminded me with this text. And as I went from doing the corporate work while Giancarlo was here, and then from on with the leadership work as well, God truly has helped me to be able to reach out to souls in both aspects, when I'm corporating as well as even while I'm leading also. a few testimonies, actually, that I just want to share. Just simply something which was also brought out in the children's story, the power of influence from a young person. While I was out court watching, I came across a door. It was gated house. And outside were a group of young people. There was a young girl and I think about three, four young men. They were playing with some remote control cars. The young girl actually came to the gate and approached me. She asked, oh, who am I? What am I doing? And so on and so forth. So I introduced her to the books. And when I came to the book, Peace Above the Storm, she said, I know that book. I said, really? She said, yes. My grandmother, whenever she gets angry or mad, she picks up that book and she reads something. And you know what? She calms down and she has peace. I said, praise the Lord. So we know our literature is going forth. Amen. And I seen that in action. And what she wanted to do, she said, I want to get a book. And as I shared with her the rest, her eyes specifically focused on He Taught Love, which is Christ's object lessons. She wanted to learn more about what is it that Christ taught through His parables, and especially focusing on love. So as I shared with her that book, she said, okay, I want to pay for it, but I've only got a large bill, and I want to change that so that I can get the book. She said that her grandmother was actually going to be coming to the house in a few minutes, but she wasn't there yet. I said, okay, let me go to the next door, and then I'll come back to you. She said, okay. So I went to the next door, and when I went to the next door, I met a man sitting on the couch right in front of the door. He called his wife because he was sitting with his daughter. So he called his wife, told her to come to the door and speak to me. I spoke to her. She came with a little bit of a smile. You know, obviously, some people have that kind of concern, like, who's this person coming to my door? So she came with a little smile, and then as I shared with her the books, that smile just went, and it became just a serious, just staring look. I was like, oh, Lord, how can I reach? I was just praying, Lord, help me. As I continued to share and to go through asking her questions and different things, just to try and break that ice, it didn't change. But you know what happened? As I was canvassing this lady, the young girl from the door before, she came up behind me with her change, saying, I've got the money for you so that I can get that book. So what I did, I just said, hold on 1 second. I reached down, took the book out, which she wanted, gave it to her. She gave me her donation. And then I turned right back to the lady. She how can I say it? She looked from me to the girl and was just like, just shocked. And then all of a sudden she said, okay, how much are these books? She had a few books in her hand and said, how much are these? I shared with her how much and whatever. And she said, okay. So she went inside her house, told her husband to go and get her purse, which is outside in the car, to bring it back to her so that she could get her donation just to give me. Now, I was just standing there amazed. I was like, Lord, what have you just done? He used this young girl to, in a sense, break that ice, which was, in a sense, forming, that wall which was forming. Because I believe that if it wasn't for that young girl, which the Lord had sent at that time, this lady wouldn't have got this form of literature into her home. And I believe by God's grace, as I shared with her, you know, the benefits that it could be for her own personal life, I just encouraged her to pick it up, read it, because that book, or the books which she has, I know they can truly turn her heart to Jesus Christ. Not only that, as I went, as I carried on a few days later, I was leading at this time, and sometimes it's hard when you're leading to really get the opportunity to go to the doors. Sometimes you have to go with the students and make sure they have good territory to actually work within. But the Lord allowed it that I was able to get out of the car, go to several doors. And just before a student called for me, I went to this home. Now, when you look at it at face value, you're like, I don't even want to go in. there's so much chaos practically in front of the house. You're wondering, where should I even step? There were dogs on one side just barking and barking and barking. Then there was just cars just piled around the front. And it just seemed like there was no way to get through. Then I saw some chickens just further back. And I'm like, how am I even going to get to the front door? I said, I can't go by those dogs. Let me try go around the other way. So as I was going around the other way, a man peeped around the corner. And he's like, huh? What are you doing here? Now, he was shocked that I actually proceeded to come to the door, because he says, just by the look of my yard, that deters people from even wanting to come in. But he said, you came all the way to my door. And I said, well, praise the Lord, I want to share these things with you. So I canvassed him and I shared with him the books. I went through several books and he was holding them within his hand. And we just got talking. I just asked him simple questions, you know, who he was, what he does, and so on, because I was just wondering, why is there all these cars within the yard? And I asked him just outright, are you a mechanic? And he said, well, I was a mechanic. I got laid off and I don't have a job now, but I'm doing homeschool studies to be like a locksmith, I guess it is. Well, someone who does locks, but also can go back as a backup 24 hours. Just to, if there's any alarm or whatever. So he does these things. So he's actually studying to do that. But he says, you know what? For about 2 weeks plus, I have not even picked up my books to even study. I've just been so down. I've been so depressed. I've been so discouraged. I don't even know what to do. So I just, you know, just spoke with him and just was trying to encourage him and share with him through the materials as well how he could be benefited. And he said, you know what? I want to give you something. Hold on a second. So he went in. Now, notice this. Many times when people don't have jobs, when they lack funds, that's the first thing they want to try and tell someone at the door. I have no job. I have no money, so on and so forth. But he didn't even say that. He just said, you know, I want to get you something. He went inside the house and he came out with a donation in order to get 4 books. Now he says, I know I don't have a job, but I know you will benefit from this. And I'm thinking, praise God. He wants to benefit me, but I'm here actually to benefit him. And I spoke a bit more with him, and I was trying to encourage him, one thing, to get back into his studies and just to start doing things around the home, because I'm not sure if you know, if you have so much clutter around you, that's when the enemy can easily bring you down. So children, just try and clear some spots, clear the rubbish around you. And, you know, you will see how God will work and to give you a joy and peace in your heart. And we prayed together. And after we prayed, he was just so thankful. He said, thank you very much for that. Because I don't know what I would do. And I just encourage him, when I finish, you know, pick up a chapter in the piece Above the Storm, one of the books which he got. I just go back and you read one chapter. He said, you know what, that's all I was thinking to go and do, to take this book, go back to my room and read a chapter. I said, you go and do that, and I know you will be blessed. And but from these experiences, I was just like, Lord, you truly have called me for a specific purpose. Not just to ask for money, not to ask for anything, but to give something to someone, give someone hope, give someone peace, give someone joy, happiness. But most of all, I want to point them to who it is that will give them all these things. And that is only Jesus Christ. And that is the light that we are called to do. And I just want to encourage you, whatever is in your capability to do to shine the light of Jesus Christ, do it. There are souls in need of the light of Jesus Christ. May you be blessed by the testimonies which you hear and Josh as he shares as well. But thank God for what he is doing through this small corporate group. There are a few others and one isn't able to come today, but please continue to keep us in prayer. All right? Amen.